Well, welcome to the Drive at Five. We're so glad you're joining us here today. I am Lou Ann with Hope Reaps. It's been a minute since I've done this. I'm Lou Ann with Hope Resource Center. We are here together for life on the Drive at Five every Tuesday. I'm here with my good friend Anna McCown. We are sitting in for the one and only Andrew Wood, who is home today because they had a baby. So he's having some extended family time. So he left it to Nina and I. He said today, he came in the kitchen and he said, "You all behave on the radio." And I said, "No."
No.
Can you hear me, Nina?
I can hear you.
I can't hear you very well at all, but
you're
maybe
gonna wanna hear.
I'm going to want to hear what you're saying. So maybe we'll play some Christmas music later.
Or should I just, there we go.
Little Christmas bumper music, maybe. We would like that very much.
Yes. Get us in the spirit.
But we are so glad you're here. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. I taught Luann some Spanish the other day. Now she knows what that song means.
Feliz Navidad. Merry Christmas. Mm-hmm. Yo espero año felicidad.
Yes.
Which means have a prosperous and joyous new year.
Yes. Good job.
Look at that.
Luann is becoming more Hispanic every day that she hangs out with me. Her skin is getting browner. I've seen it.
And my affection for Mexican food could not even have been greater.
Could not grow.
So, could not mm-hmm. grow any.
It is
and
at its
real
limit.
Mexican food, not like Taco Bell.
No, the good stuff. El Mez.
Sorry, Taco Bell, not you. You don't qualify. But El Mezcal mm-hmm. and Pancho La Villa.
Oh, you know all those. Pancho Villa.
Pancho Villa. So good. So we're here to entertain you. We want you to call us today. The number is 342-5620. We're going to be talking about Christmas and Christmas traditions. We're going to play some Christmas trivia. We have a prize for you to win. It's going to be so cool. But I have to tell Knoxville the saddest thing I have ever heard.
What is that?
I was a little traumatized when I heard this week. Our producer is also going to be traumatized as well when he hears me say this. Nina has never seen Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
You should have seen Luann's face when I told her.
I questioned her salvation right on the spot. I just don't know if you can be, I don't know.
Well, then I justified myself by reminding Luann that we have found out through DNA testing that I am 80% Jewish. So.
What does that mean?
It makes some sense. It makes sense.
It does, a little bit.
But it also shocked her when I told her I hadn't seen Christmas Vacation or Christmas Story.
So. I don't even know.
All three of those will be remedied this week.
I'm hoping. I'm praying for that. Because I want you to have a Feliz Navidad.
I can't do it without a Christmas Story.
You can't.
I can't do it without Christmas Vacation.
So, speaking of Christmas Vacation,
yes.
You are... Nina
I'm going
is from,
on one.
She's going on one. Nina is from New Mexico.
But not where I'm going.
But that's not where she's going. Tell us about your Christmas travels.
I am going to the bustling metropolis of Dubuque, Iowa. It looks like Dubucky when you see it spelled, but I'm going to Dubuque, and I'm going to go see some relatives out there and a new baby. Little Lenora, my little niece.
Isn't that a great name?
I'm going to greet her, yes. It's beautiful.
So Dubuque, no, they've been alerted that you're coming.
They have been alerted, and they're clearing the streets, and all the Mexican restaurants are staying open late while I'm there.
That's exciting.
So my whole family, all my husband's family will be out there.
So what was the traditional Christmas dinner for your Hispanic heritage?
So this is always a funny one. So we eat a lot of tamales, which, you know, we only eat those at Christmas. We don't eat those throughout the year. So we only eat tamales at Christmas. And then we have pozole, which is a stew made with pork and hominy. It is delicious. Pozole. But this is the weird one, Luann.
Pork and hominy stew.
Oh, it's so good. We eat chicos. Now, if you've paid attention in Spanish class, chicos is little boys. But we don't eat actual little boys. Chicos is another stew that has beef in it. Beef and corn. it's a delicious meal. The corn gets stuck in your teeth, and
yeah,
you spend a long time picking out that corn. Mm-hmm.
So, is it a big family?
Yes.
So many family members come.
Yes, and we eat a lot of food. So, pretty much, other than the pozole and the tamales and the chicos, it's the same as other, you know, white people's Christmas, except everything is covered in everything's covered in chili. So
I like chili.
You just, yes.
Yeah.
Red and green chili.
I'm white people, but I cover things with chili.
You do?
Yes.
Yeah, you do?
That's awesome.
Are we talking chili with an I at the end or chili with an E at the end?
It doesn't matter to me.
No, it does. It
doesn't matter to me. It's
spelled chili with an E is a country, isn't it?
Chili with an E is the kind of chili we use in New Mexico, and it's made from the Hatch green chili. And people in New Mexico sell it like crack cocaine. They go crazy.
I'm really hoping that one day before the Lord calls you away from here, which I'm hoping he never does, that you'll prepare one of those traditional, the tamales would be.
Yes.
Are they super hot?
No. You can make them hot, but I don't really like. That is a misconception about me. I don't like it when my eyebrows sweat, and my eyebrows sweat when I eat hot things. So I prefer to keep my eyebrows dry. So
I'm sure your family's very sad that you're not coming.
Oh, they've been crying and crying. They don't sing Feliz Navidad this year. They have not been singing it.
I called Nina last year when we were out driving around looking at Christmas lights.
Yes, that's right.
And I called Nina, and we all sang Feliz Navidad to her.
It made my Christmas. I played it for my family, and they're like, what?
Because you were in New Mexico last year, correct?
I was. I went home. This will be the first Christmas that I haven't been home.
Oh, Nina.
It is sad. I cried a little this morning over my coffee.
Oh, when I thought Nina.
But I'm going to be okay.
Well, Santa is going to come to Dubuque.
Santa knows where I live. He knows where I'll be. So.
He knows how to find Dubuque, and that's a good thing.
Yes, and the house has a fireplace where we'll be staying. So.
Well, there you go.
We'll be fine.
We always watch the Jim Carrey. No, I'm backing up. I'm going too fast. The Santa Claus.
Yes, Tim Allen. Yes,
Tim Allen, the Santa Claus, and he explains how Santa comes when there is no chimney.
Magical.
He just creates one,
mm-hmm. And it's even more beautiful than the ones that the other people have.
You know, we did not have a fireplace when I was growing up, and I never questioned it.
Yeah, you just knew.
I said, well, whatever.
He'd find a way in.
He's found a way in every year so far. So what would be different?
It's just so funny. No one ever gets creeped out about it. I mean, it's never creepy when you think about someone is coming. Did you see the previews for that movie? Krampus.
No. What is that? Is that a scary Christmas movie?
I think they decided that there weren't scary movies during Christmas, so someone made a scary movie called Krampus.
I'm scared of the word.
And he would come through the chimney with his claws.
Stop! That's enough.
Grab the children.
That is enough. Please remove your children from the listening area.
I just thought it was really funny that his name was
Krampus.
Creepy.
Well, I remember years ago when The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes, that was scary. That scared me.
And I remember thinking that was really such sacrilege. And but Nina had a big Christmas weekend.
Oh, I did. I did everything in Knoxville you could do.
But your favoriteest thing of all was?
It was the Severe Christmas. Severe Heights Christmas. Oh, yeah. Not the Severe Christmas. Severe Heights. And it was amazing. I was blown. I cried. I told Luann, the range of emotions. When I got there, I was blown away by the talent at Severe Heights and the beauty. And then at some point I started crying because they presented the gospel and I wept.
Yes.
And then when they crucified Jesus, I wept. And then it ended just beautifully. You were in heaven when it ended.
Isn't that beautiful? They do such a great job every year. And a friend of mine's 25-year-old son was saved, which is really awesome to think about that happened.
Mm-hmm.
But they always do such a phenomenal job. Yeah. And not just the inside, not just the staging and the production inside, but there's a whole production outside.
Yes, they had a train. Yeah. You could hear the train and the kids would pile in. They had hot chocolate and popcorn.
Cocoa.
Cookies. It was wonderful.
My husband pastors a church, but we sometimes go to Severe Heights for Christmas Eve service, and it's just as beautiful.
Yeah.
And they do, sometimes they have a photo booth that you can do with your family and cocoa and cookies and stuff. So they do such a phenomenal job. But I will tell you what kicked off my Christmas season, Nina. My son in Texas, Joel and I share a birthday time in September. Adam bought us tickets to see Andrew Peterson, who wrote Behold the Lamb of God, the story, the true tall tale of the coming of Christ is what it's called. And Joel and I got to go to the Bijou Theater last week and see Andrew Peterson perform that whole thing. And it was so great. It was so, so good. And it really got me in, like,
the spirit.
Yeah, got me thinking about
it. And then it was 70 degrees.
And then it was 70 degrees, like in New Mexico, and yes. Stupid.
Your eyebrows were sweating.
Well, I know. Jamie and I went Christmas shopping on Saturday, and I said to her, this is weird.
Mm-hmm. You could have Christmas shopped in your shorts.
Well, people were. I saw a lot of flip-flops and tank tops and T-shirts.
It's not right.
And stuff. No, it feels very odd this time of year, but I like the cold. It's more Christmas.
Well, you could come to Dubuque with me. It's a high of 30.
Do they have snow?
Yes. But they also think it's unseasonably warm. Normally, they already have a lot of snow by now.
Well,
they haven't gotten any.
You are Hispanic. You should know about El Nino.
Oh. I do know about El Nino. El Nino was my nickname when I was on the swim team. That's what they called me, El Nino. Like a hurricane.
Well, that's what they say. It's all El Nino stuff. So it's very, 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 very warm. So anyway, just getting you caught up on things at Hope before we jump into our Christmas trivia and tradition and stuff. We had beautiful baby showers last week at Hope Resource Center.
It was wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. So, talk about that a little bit.
Well, it's so fun to meet because you meet with the girls every week and they're coming to class and they're coming to mentoring. So you get to know them by seeing them a lot, but then a lot of times they bring their parents or their sister or their friend to the baby shower, and you get kind of another glimpse of their life. You see, especially when their parents come. This one girl in class brought her mom and dad, and they could not stop saying, wow.
I know.
Wow.
I saw this one little dad who just looked
amazed.
Mm-hmm. At the gifts, and we pray at Hope that is translated into love.
Yeah,
That they feel God's love through us for them, and it's really special. If you have the luxury and the blessing of being surrounded by family and church people who take care of you and do things for you to make you feel loved and special. It's really impactful when you see the faces of those who don't have that or aren't used to that and certainly have no expectation of that.
Yeah.
And then they walk into that shower and we kind of do like a parade, a little parade of presents.
Yep.
And it's just, it just,
they're overwhelmed.
They are overwhelmed.
One girl said, she kept saying, she couldn't finish her sentence, but she kept saying, how am I supposed to accept all of this? And I just kept thinking of, well, this is what Jesus does. And sometimes it does kind of be like, how am I supposed to just accept all of this? So
it's really interesting because so many of our girls don't have a faith, any kind of faith background or history of knowing or understanding the gospel. And so to see it played out for them in such a tangible way is really impactful. It's very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just one of the greatest blessings
to
see them try to get it all loaded into their cars.
Yes. In their little cars. And then it was so fun so we had all that stuff at shower, and then today we got showered with more.
Yes,
as churches around Knoxville who did Angel Tree brought all the stuff we'll need for baby showers next year.
Yes,
so we have more. We have to get pretty much another storage unit.
Probably, we had the blessing of receiving things from Grace Presbyterian Church, from Fellowship Church today. I know that Providence Church is on their way with some things. And then Sweet, Sweet White Lace and Promises in town. If you're searching for a wedding gown or something for your bridal party, I would highly recommend them. Their hearts are as big as their ball gowns. They're just gorgeous people, and they love life, and they love Jesus. And they love to give a little discount off their merchandise if someone brings in something for Hope. And so, thank you, guys. Thank you, Knoxville. It's pretty awesome. Okay, so we're going to take a break. And when we come back, it's game on.
It's trivia time.
Win is going
down.
You're going down. See you on the other side of the break.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
Isn't that awesome, Nina McCown?
That was a good song.
Isn't that great? You are listening to The Drive at 5 with Lou Ann and Nina. We are here from Hope Resource Center bringing you some Christmas cheer today. Nothing serious, nothing sad, nothing scary. No. Just lots of Christmas joy and cheer. So we have a trivia question for you guys. If you will call 342-5620, if you're the first one to call with the correct answer, you're going to win a great prize from Hope Resource Center. Well, it's marginal, but you'll love having it. And you can at least say you won something.
That's right.
So give us a call, 342-5620. And the first caller who can name all the reindeer. All the reindeer. I said all, everyone.
Every single one.
Every single one.
Bonus points if you can tell which ones are girls and which ones are boys.
Bonus points because we may not know the answer to that.
Yeah, we don't know.
Give us a call, 342-5620. Name the reindeer. You're going to get a prize. And at least, or at least you'll say, I won something today on the radio.
Yes.
So, Christmas trivia today. So, Nina and I are going to have like a shootout.
A battle.
A battle. A trivia battle.
And Luann's got a lot. I mean, she's got a lot on me because she knows some things. She knows some movies I haven't seen.
Well, I'm going to go easy on the movies.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go super.
Someone is calling it.
What?
In?
This is so exciting. What? If you dangle a tacky prize in front of people, they'll call. This is so fun. So,
really,
do we have a caller on line one? Hi. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. I think I know them.
Oh, boy.
I think I know who this is, but you go right ahead and name the reindeer for us.
Okay. Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen.
There's one more.
And Rudolph.
Yay! Yay! You win. What is your name?
Who is this?
Sherry.
Sherry. I thought you were somebody else, Sherry. We're so glad you won.
Hooray!
Well, thank you. And it's actually Terry with a T.
Terry.
Twangy.
Terry. Well, I say Merry Christmas, and Nina
Merry
says...
Merry Christmas. I say Feliz Navidad.
Nina says Feliz Navidad. Well, we're so glad you called.
Feliz Navidad.
Yes.
Merry Christmas, Terry. Now, tell us a little bit about your family. Do you have big Christmas traditions?
Well, I have a big family. My husband and I will have been married 27 years this Thursday.
Congratulations.
And we have 5 kids.
That's great. Aww. Congratulations.
Thank you. Christmas is just big fun.
Aww.
That is great. Well, I tell you what, if we're going to pass you off to our producer, he's going to get your name and your phone number, and we will call you and let you know where you can pick up your fancy, not really fancy, but kind of marginal Christmas surprise.
Yes, but yay, bragging rights. That's what she's got.
And you
Christmas.
Have bragging rights, Terry.
Well, you know, 5 kids, you pick up the truly important things in life.
That's exactly right. Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas, Terry.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Hank, stay on the line, okay?
Okay.
That's fun.
She was quick.
We could do another one. We'll think of another one during
we'll
the break.
We might use one of our trivia questions.
Yes.
For that.
Okay, so Nina, you go first. You ask
All right.
me first.
Okay, I'm really excited.
Okay, I'm really scared.
So, this one, in honor of the song that our producer played.
Yes.
Luann, in How the Grinch Stole Christmas, at the end.
Yes.
On Christmas Day.
Yes.
How many sizes does his heart grow?
Well, his heart was 2 sizes too small.
It was too small. So how many does it grow
5
in?
Times.
Three sizes.
Three sizes.
Three more sizes, Luann.
Boo. See? That's not fair. I'm asking a Rudolph question just because of that.
No.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you one because, and listen, I'm feeling very generous.
Okay.
Because I feel like it's also important to educate the Knoxville community.
Yes. Some of mine are educational as well.
And I know you know the answer to this already because you asked me this yesterday.
Oh, okay.
The real St. Nicholas was born in what modern-day country?
Crazy. I asked Luann this one yesterday. The country of crazy. I guessed all kinds of things because, you know, I thought in my head, St. Nicholas, where could he be from? He is from, so my first guess was Holland for some reason. I thought he looked like he was from Holland. No, he is from Turkey. That's where St. Nicholas originated. Or, I mean, that's where he was from.
From Turkey.
St. Nicholas.
Is that why we eat turkey on Christmas?
Maybe so.
I don't know. It's a connection.
It's just crazy. I don't think, we said this yesterday, I don't think St. Nicholas was as white as we think then. St. Maybe. Nicholas is all the colors.
He's all the colors. He really is.
Okay. Okay. So, in the Santa Claus vein, Luann, this is going to get a little international.
Okay.
What is the French name for Santa Claus? Think.
Francois.
Think back. Do you remember?
Oui, Francois. Parlez-vous français.
Remember you said you watched the Santa Claus with Tim Allen. He lists a bunch of names at one point. Do you remember?
No. What is it?
Okay. He says, Père Noël.
Oh, that's right. Père he Noël. Does.
Yes. He also says, Papa Gigi. I don't know. That's, I think, Italy.
I don't even know about that, Minna. That's right or not.
It is. I promise.
Okay. So, my turn.
Okay.
What favorite Christmas carol was originally written for Thanksgiving?
Was it the one that says, now bring us some figgy pudding, now bring us some figgy pudding? Was it that one?
No, I feel like I'm people so glad might you sang that. I'm scared of something called figgy pudding.
Yes. Figgy pudding.
Jingle bells.
No.
Isn't that weird?
I know it was originally called In a One Horse Open Sleigh. That's what it was originally called.
That's interesting.
See, I know some other things about it. Okay.
Okay, your turn.
Okay. Which was the first state? So there's two parts to this question. Which was the first state to declare Christmas a legal holiday and which was the last state in the United States? So who was the first and who was the last?
First was Alabama.
Yes. Who was the last? How'd you know it was Alabama? You knew it had to be in the South.
Because we love our holidays.
And on this, no, it was Oklahoma.
What's wrong with those Oklahomans?
I don't know. They were living in covered wagons, I guess. They had no idea. So, yes, Oklahoma was the last.
That's interesting.
You get 1 point, though, for Alabama.
Okay, well, thank you, Nana. That's great. Okay, here's your question. Ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
If you received all the gifts in the 12 days of Christmas, how many gifts would you have?
This is a lot of math.
You love math.
12 plus 11 plus 10.
She's probably going to do this in her head. It's just scary.
Hold on, Luann.
She's really going to look. Do you know? Do you know how many gifts in the 12 days of Christmas? No. See, our producer's slacking too. He doesn't know. So funny. She's figuring it up.
I went to Seymour.
Me too. Me too.
And Bob.
And Bob went to Seymour. Well, there you go. Well, I only knew this because I printed it off. Nina.
This is too hard.
Do you need to work on that one? Let me give you another one while you work on that one during the break. You'll like this, Nina. What holiday program has shown more times on television than any other?
What holiday program? Is it a movie? It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
Yes, I went and saw that at the Tennessee Theater.
Yes. Is that the first thing you had been to at the theater like that?
No, I'd been to the Tennessee Theater before. That was the first free thing. So awesome. I loved it the most.
So
wait, I think I have an answer.
Okay, you want to give us the answer real quick?
Is it 90?
No. Oh! When we come back from the break, we'll give you the answer on the other side.
My
Christmas time is here. Come and celebrate the best time of the year. The jingle bells are ringing and the carolers are singing their Christmas songs. The Christmas time has come. Can you hear?
Yes, it's Christmas time. Christmas time, Nina.
It turns out I'm really bad at math. I had to do that a lot of times.
So welcome back to The Drive at 5. If you have no idea what we're talking about, we've been doing Christmas trivia, and we closed out the last segment with me asking Nina, if you got all 12 gifts of the 12 days of Christmas, how many gifts would you have?
And I've had to phone a friend, my husband, who is an almost pharmacist, so I think we should trust him.
We hope he can add.
He should know how to count. And he said 78.
Chris said 78.
Because you say 12 plus 11 plus 10 plus 9 plus 8 plus 7 plus 6 plus 5.
Chris is correct.
78. Yay, Chris. So, come collect your prize at Hope Resource Center.
We'll just put a little bow on Nina's head.
Yes, I am
the present. You can come get her. So here's another trivia question for you all out there in Knoxville land. If you want to win a marginal Christmas prize or just have bragging rights like our caller Terry did, give us a call at 342-5620 with the answer to this question. What Christmas movie featured the song White Christmas? What Christmas movie first featured the song White Christmas? Give us a call at 342-5620, and you too can win a prize or brag to your family that you know the answer.
And Terry can't call again. So.
Well, if nobody else calls, yeah, Terry, give us a ring.
Yeah, that's true.
We like Terry. Yeah. We liked her a lot.
Okay, so all now right. You can ask me another one. Maybe.
Okay, all right. So tell me this, Nina McCown.
Yes.
Magdalena Salazar, tell me this. What relationship was the Christ child to John the Baptist?
His cousin.
Yay!
Yay!
Very good. Very okay. good, Nina.
All right, Luann. Boxing Day is celebrated the day after Christmas on yes. December 26th.
Yes.
So it's also known as what? Saint's Day.
Saint.
It's in a song as well. It's in a very well-known Christmas song. They sing about him.
Saint Nicholas?
No.
Saint. Saint. Saint.
Let me try to think of the song. Good King
Wenceslas.
Well, no, he's the king.
On the
he's
Feast of Stephen.
Stephen! Saint Stephen! Yay! Saint Stephen's yes. Day.
We have a caller. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Luann and Nina. It's Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
I was about to answer Buddy the Elf. What's your favorite color?
For those listening out in Radio Land, this is Cindy, world-renowned nurse and humorist Cindy Stroud, who apparently knows the answer to the trivia question. Do you want to win a marginal prize?
You can even save that. I just wanted to be the first one to win and be a know-it-all.
Oh, boy.
Perfect. So, Cindy, what Christmas movie first featured the song White Christmas?
It is Holiday Inn.
Yay!
Wow! I really thought this was a trick question and that the answer was White Christmas.
No.
And I was really confused. Oh,
it's
Cindy.
It's Holiday Inn.
You're
yes,
so smart.
It's awesome.
I should never have doubted movie. Cindy. Cindy
yes.
knows
I'll
her Christmas.
I'll have to bring it in. I have a copy of it. So I'll have to bring it in for you to say, come and watch
yes,
it.
Yes,
we can make you some cookies or something.
Yeah, I'll make you cookies, yeah. Cindy.
Okay, that
Friday.
Sounds like a good prize.
Feliz Navidad,
Cindy. Feliz Navidad, Cindy.
You take care. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Yay, that was good,
Cindy. Was good.
That
Holiday
was really
Inn.
Good.
Well, that is very fun. Okay. Did I ask you the
yes,
last one?
It's
oh,
my
St.
turn.
Stephen. Yes.
It's my turn.
Okay.
Nina, who started the American tradition of poinsettias at Christmas?
Mexico!
Yes! How did you know that?
Because,
Luann! Because it's on your paper!
No! Because my people!
It's your people!
Yes!
Yes, they did.
Yes.
Dr. Joel Poinsett, the first U.S.
Whoa.
Ambassador to Mexico, brought the plant back in 1828.
Wow.
Mexicans had long revered poinsettia because it resembles the Star of Bethlehem.
That's beautiful. I didn't know that.
Your people.
All I know is I can't keep it in the house or else it'll poison my cats.
Yes, so. We can't have that.
Okay.
All right, Nina, your turn.
How many points does a snowflake normally have, Luann?
Nina, that's not a Christmas question. That's a science question, and
no!
I refuse
okay.
to answer it.
If anyone knows the answer know to that
it,
one, call in.
I know
what's
it,
the
it's
answer?
Not a Christmas question, so I'm not answering it.
Okay, fine. You can tell me later. Okay. Okay, Luann.
Okay.
So, as Terry told us, Blitzen is one of the reindeer.
Yes.
So, what does his name mean? I'll give you a clue. It's German. What does Blitzen mean?
Blitzen. It means something about, like, schnitzel with noodles. Is it like schnitzel? That's German, right? Is
that
German?
Sounds like a dessert. I'll have a blitzen.
It's like it's Sonic. It's a blizzard from Sonic.
A German blizzard.
It's a German blizzard.
It's actually German for lightning. Because, you know, he flashes through the sky. Luann's mad because she didn't know that one.
Yeah, because we're going there now, Nina.
Uh-oh, Luann is going to get me now.
We're going for Rudolph.
It's Nina. The same as Blitzkrieg, what Blitzkrieg. The Germans did for the war. That's how they
Look at that. Yep. We'll give him a little ding-ding there. He wins something. We'll give you a prize, too.
You get a prize, too.
Nina, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was created as a promotion for what department store?
Macy's.
No, but that's a great guess. Was Montgomery Ward.
Oh, Montgomery Ward.
Yeah.
I was going to guess Sears Roebuck.
And Company.
Sears Roebuck catalog. Okay, yeah. Luann.
Okay,
Nina. True or false? You have a 50% chance on this one. True or false? Plum or Christmas pudding. So this is not figgy pudding.
Okay.
This is different. Plum or Christmas pudding, that's the same thing, was originally a soup made with raisins, wine, and vegetables and served at the beginning of the meal. Is that true or is that just a big lie?
Well, it's gross.
It does sound gross.
What was it? Wine and raisins and vegetables?
Because now when people eat plum pudding, it's like a dessert type of thing. And it's kind of in a mold. You pour it in a mold like Jell-O. This one says, was it true or is it false that it was originally a soup made with raisins and wine and vegetables?
I'm going to say true because gross.
Yeah, it was true. They used to serve it at the beginning and you can keep it for up to 6 months. They would use it to preserve vegetables.
So here's gross. That's gross. So here's one for you.
Okay.
You have four options. I'll give you four. Or maybe I'll give you two.
Okay.
What year was Mrs. Claus first introduced to the world?
Okay.
Was it 1929 or 1889?
Mrs. Claus. 1929.
No.
Ugh.
1889. But here's the interesting part of that. She was introduced to the world in a poem by Catherine Lee Bates.
Bates?
No, not Kathy Bates. Not Misery. Catherine Lee Bates, who wrote America the Beautiful, also introduced the world to Mrs. Claus.
Thank you, Kathy.
So good job, Kathy. I think that's pretty cool.
Okay. Which country was Good King Wenceslas the king of?
I'm going to say he was the king of... Wences.
The king of lies. He was the king of ancient Bohemia or modern day Czech Republic. That was an easy one.
I know the song. I just don't know.
They never say where he's from.
Yeah.
No, that was a really hard one. I just found that one interesting.
I think that is interesting. It is still unlawful, Nina, to not attend church services on Christmas Day in what country? In what country is it unlawful to not attend Christmas services on Christmas Day?
Turkey.
Well, you would think.
Where St. Nicholas was from.
It's actually England.
Oh.
And no vehicles may be used to get to church.
You have to walk?
Walk or take your...
Your buggy.
Your buggy.
Your mule, which your mule. As we've learned is dangerous.
Your sleigh.
Okay.
Scary.
Well, Luann.
Yes.
There are There are five states in America that have cities named Christmas. Name, if the more you can name, the better, but at least can you name two of them?
Is Nevada one of them?
No. You would think, actually.
How about Vermont?
No.
How about Washington State?
No.
How about Texas?
No.
How about Florida?
Yes, Florida.
Florida's one.
There's a Christmas Florida.
Okay, that's good. So
one more.
One more?
Try to name one more.
Can you give me a region of the country?
Oh, they're like, all over. One is right next door.
North Carolina.
No.
South Carolina. No. Georgia.
No. And one is near where I'm from. Near. Not there.
Colorado.
No, one has a lot of, one you really have to look up how to spell it. You have to sing the little song in your head to spell this
Mississippi.
State.
Yay! Christmas, Mississippi.
So there is Christmas, Florida, Christmas, Arizona, Christmas, Mississippi, Christmas, Kentucky, and Christmas, Michigan.
Christmas, Kentucky.
Isn't that fun? Christmas, Kentucky.
Oh, wouldn't it be so fun to live in a place called Christmas?
And I think there's, when I was researching, there's a place I think called Christmas Valley, Tennessee. It's something like that. Is that or Christmasville?
Well, there's a Rocky Top, so.
And so there might as well be a Christmas Valley.
There might
Valley.
As well be. Nina.
Yes.
I hope you know this. Okay. I really, really want you to get this right because I think you would be so proud of yourself if you did.
Okay.
Oh, boo.
Oh, bah humbug.
Okay. I'm going to ask you, but you can't be Googling and okay. calling Chris no. until after the break. What is the name of the book Clarence the Angel is reading in the beginning of It's a Wonderful Life? Save your answer, okay. and we will come back after the break.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party.
Amy Grant. That Amy Grant.
I love that song.
She can do some Christmas music now.
She can do some rocking.
She can do some rocking around that Christmas tree. So, you are listening to the last few minutes of the Drive at 5. We are wrapping up our Christmas trivia battle for 2015.
I haven't even been keeping score. Lynn.
I think Nina won.
I think I did.
I think she did not want to shame her people. And she won. But I asked her a question before break that said, what is the name of the book Clarence the Angel is reading in the beginning of It's a Wonderful Life?
And Luann knows that I love It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes, she does.
I watch it every Christmas Eve with my dad. He laughs in all the same spots. I can cue dad's laugh.
Yes.
Because he laughs. And the answer is The Adventures of Tom Sawyer.
That's right, Nina. Nina gets it right. It was The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. And where would we be if it weren't for precious movies and stories?
I know.
Like It's a Wonderful Life.
Beautiful. It's a Wonderful Life is my favorite.
So beautiful, beautiful. We hope that you have had a little bit of fun today. We have had fun threatening each other all day and talking about Christmas trivia. But there is something about Christmas that we do not want to trivialize.
That's right.
And that is the birth of the Lord Jesus. And at Hope Resource Center, we are so thankful that we have that beautiful Christmas story to tell to those who come in and look for services at Hope. And we, as we're wrapping up this year of services at Hope and wrapping up this year of radio, we would be remiss to not say a huge thank you to the community of Knoxville for the way you rally around Hope Resource Center and support us in such incredible ways.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we've seen some miracles here at the end of 2015.
We have. And one of the things that I say sometimes, Nina, is that every day really is there is a miracle every day. I hope for some of those girls, a miracle may just be walking in the door.
Yeah.
But there are miracles every day, and largely in large part because of the Knoxville community.
Yeah.
And we're so thankful. We have exciting things coming up in 2016. It's hard to say what year is that. our sweet Emily Ratliff will be back.
After baby T.
She'll be back. And lots of fun things going down in 2016. But if you are looking for a ministry to support, Hope would sure love to have you come alongside us in ways that are really profound.
Yeah. Yep. I talked to a mom today on the phone who her daughter is going to be in our parenting classes this next year, and she just said that we were an answer to prayer, that she didn't even realize she was praying because this just wasn't planned. But she said, you guys have just come around us. And as I was talking to her on the phone, I realized it is us being there, but God gives us the ability to be there and help her daughter and serve her. And so that was really encouraging to talk to her.
Yeah, and we were talking earlier about parenting classes. It's because of you all who supports Hope so faithfully that we can do those baby showers and those pack and plays and car seats and all those kinds of things. But not just those things. The Knoxville community pays for pregnancy tests and for nursing staff and for Nina's salary and my salary. And
we're very thankful.
We're very thankful and pays the bills so we can keep doing what it is God's called us to do. And we know without you, we would not be here. We're not here because of politicians or because of federal dollars. We're here because God's people show up.
Yeah.
They show up in beautiful, incredible ways every day, every month, every year. So thank you, Knoxville, for that. Thank you for listening to The Drive at 5 on Tuesdays. I know Andrew has a great time being here. He'll probably never be gone again after.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he'll never be here again.
He'll never. This is probably the last radio show we'll ever do, Nina. I think he called and warned the producer today that we were coming. I think that's the word that came down.
Batten down
was
the hatches.
It was a warning.
You all can come out to the show anytime y'all want.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Thank
you. Did you hear that, Andrew?
He's not listening to us. He's burping a baby, as he should be doing. Beautiful baby. I think I can say her name. Her name is Evelyn Lois.
Evelyn. We were calling her Elwood.
Elwood was born. So we're so excited for them and their sweet family this time of year. So we want you to keep listening, keep supporting Hope. And this is important, too, I think, as we close out the show. If we can minister to you, we want to do that. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows somebody who needs Hope Resource Center.
Yeah.
And sometimes those hard things come home Christmas to roost for your family. So we want to love and serve you as much and as best as we can. Nina, thanks for being on the show with me.
Merry Christmas.
Feliz Navidad,
we'll
Nina.
We'll see you in the new year.
We'll see you in 2016. Everywhere you go, somebody's wishing you a merry Christmas.